I spend a lot of my life traveling and loving every minute of it. Hi, I'm Rick Steves. I've devoted my career to helping other Americans enjoy European travel as much as I do. And I'm so glad we get to share this hour each week on Travel with Rick Steves, getting better acquainted with the world and getting to know fellow travelers from some pretty interesting places. Today's program is going to be a celebration of who we are, what we believe, and even what we hope for our country and for our world. It was a thrill and an honor for me a few years ago to be asked to address the graduating class at the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. It's an unconventional public liberal arts college where students design their own interdisciplinary studies. They're known for turning out free thinkers with a fire in their belly for making their communities a better place for everybody. You'll get to hear some of their creative enthusiasm and how they cheer. One of them even had a tambourine. Because we were outdoors, you might notice there's a couple of times when the microphone also picks up a little noise. I was really moved by how enthusiastically the students received what I had to say, and I hope you'll find it interesting too.
Today I want to share with you a few ideas that come not from a classroom, but from spending 30 years on the road. You've done the classroom thing. Now, get out. Embrace the world. Live your life honestly and live it with meaning. Baby boomers like me came of age back in the 60s, have an affinity for a movie called The Graduate. One famous scene in that movie, a successful businessman corners the promising young grad played by Dustin Hoffman. He gets him aside and he tells him to find success, he needs to know just one word, plastics. You know, as a generation, it seems to me that we took this plastics advice one step further, and many of us just became plastic. We wound up with plastic success, synthetic conformity, a society of too many mindless producer consumers. In my travels, I've encountered many people who are the farthest thing from plastic. Guiding a tour group once through Eastern Turkey, I dropped in on a craftsman who was famous for his wood carving. Every village in his region wanted a prayer niche carved by this man. We gathered around to watch him. He was proudly showing off for his visitors from so far away. And then suddenly he stopped. He raised his chisel high into the sky and he declared, "A man and his chisel, the greatest factory on earth." When I asked him if I could buy a piece of his art, he said, "For a man my age to know that my work will go back to the United States and be appreciated, that's payment enough. Please, take this home with you and remember me." It was clear he didn't need me to tell him what success meant. As a travel writer, my advice to you is define your own success and then get out. Believe it or not, this is a great time to be graduating. Sure, our nation and your generation are faced with some unprecedented challenges, but you can choose to see this as an abundance of challenges, a blessing in disguise. You've got the tools, there's clearly a need. Grappling with and conquering these challenges can bring meaning to your life. Now, you can follow the rallying cry of the Impressionist painters like Monet, out of the studio and into the light. Assembled here are countless success stories just waiting to happen. Potential heroes in a needy world. And starting tomorrow, it's on. But now, in the interest of being realistic, let's talk about some of the challenges that await. As idealistic recent graduates, you'll be eager to improve things wherever you wind up. But be prepared. Institutions discourage disobedience, and they resent people who challenge the status quo. Even though very often that's exactly what they need, they're threatened by it. Back in the 13th century, the monks who first followed St. Francis of Assisi were nicknamed jugglers of God. They worked within, but at the same time against, the Roman Catholic Church. They annoyed the Pope. But the church, so in need of reform, was actually made stronger by those fun-loving, truth-embracing, crazy Franciscans. Traveling in Central America, I met the modern-day equivalents of those early monks, fighting courageously for peace and justice. While many of these priests and nuns were actually excommunicated for their political activism, They continued their work without missing a beat, believing, as one priest told me, part of our vow of obedience to the church is disobedience to the church. Now, like those first Franciscans in Italy and like those 21st century Jesuits in Central America, it's your challenge. It's your calling to annoy regressive powers within our society for the good of our society. Have you noticed how much fear there is in our society these days? Fear of terrorism, fear of big government, fear of paying too much money at the pump. You know, I believe fear is being used against us. And it occurs to me that fear can trump a person's innate desire to be compassionate. The way I see it, fear is for people who don't get out very much. And I've found that the flip side of fear is understanding, and you can gain understanding through travel. Now, here's my challenge to all of you graduates. Live your life as a traveler, even if just metaphorically. Get out of your comfort zone, reach out, be bold, be curious, don't be afraid. A few years ago, I went to Iran to produce a public television special. Before going there, I was afraid, but I went. And I've never encountered such a warm welcome in my travels as I found on the streets of Tehran. People ask me, why'd you go to Iran? I went there because I believe it's good character to know people before you bomb them. I wanted to humanize the people of Iran, and the wonderful people-to-people experiences I had there did just that. The Iranians I met welcomed and respected me as an individual, even if their government had taught them to hate my country. I wanted to understand who could vote for leaders like theirs. I ended up learning that the political base of Iran's regressive and xenophobic government is made up of small-town, less educated, deeply religious people. Good people who, just like their counterparts here, are motivated by fear and love. It was a huge lesson for me, made possible only because I overcame my fear and I went there. I remember back when people would send somebody off on a trip with a cheery bon voyage. These days, it's an ominous travel safe. But actually, when it comes to nurturing a free spirit, the real danger lies in staying home. There are powerful forces in our society that simply don't like smart people like you. For them, the less informed and more complacent you are, the better, and the more money they'll make. Refuse to be dumbed down.
Looking back over my own career of nearly 40 years now and living the third of my life out of a 9x22x14-inch carry-on the airplane-sized suitcase, I've found my travels to be time and money well spent. It's brought me perspectives on the world and on my place in it. Perspectives that I would have never gained on my own if I just stayed home. That's our goal for you when you hear each week's edition of Travel with Rick Steves. And that's the goal of this public radio station. You come here expecting reliable, fact-based information, news and perspectives that equip you to better understand what's actually going on in our world, information that enables you to do your part for your community. Have you noticed how often in our media and in our political landscape these days that catchphrases and childish insults try to drown out actual conversation? That's why it's never been more important to have the kind of quality programming and reliable news that you know you can rely on from this place on your dial. And that's why we're asking you to take a moment right now. Affirm your support for this station. It's your source that enlightens, not frightens. Listener contributions are the primary source of funds for public radio in our country. So if you haven't done so already, please become a contributing member of this station. Or renew your annual membership while we're taking a break during this special edition of Travel with Rick Steves. We're counting on you.